You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
I want to unpeel the apple around the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 that was signed into law right before the new year. And what this law may mean for state Medicaid plans around the country, because there are going to be many, many interpretations and iterations of what was, I think, intended to be a help for clinical trials. But in reading it and in unpacking the hard stuff around this, this is going to be a particular challenge for all 50 plus Medicaid plans around the country to get their arms around it and get ready for what is going to happen in now about 9 months. So if you have been following me for any time at all under my company, Kelly Willenberg LLC, I work in clinical research compliance. And this part of healthcare compliance is very challenging. And unfortunately, with billing items and services for a clinical trial for a patient who decides in their treatment care or plan of care they want to go on a clinical trial, the challenges that they face in reimbursement are astounding, especially in Medicaid plans around the country. Now, I will tell you that Medicaid plans at this point in time, for the most part, many follow the National Coverage Determination 310.1, which is known as the clinical trial policy in an informal way, which has been around since 2000. But when you think about Medicaid plans and how they follow Medicare now, there has been this new law put into effect that essentially modifies the Social Security Act. And what that will do under this law will ensure that Medicaid enrollees are able to participate in clinical trials in the same way that Medicare enrollees are allowed to participate in trials. And most of the time, commercially insured patients are able to participate. So it's going to take that routine cost in a qualifying trial and make it a Medicaid-covered benefit, which will be mandatory when many of the Medicaid medical covered benefits are not. But there are two definitions under this new plan that are a little bit troubling, because first, the routine patient care cost includes the coverage of items and services provided within a clinical trial, including the items to prevent, diagnose, or treat complications within that trial. So let's say you had a clinical trial that involved an investigational drug that you had to give by an intravenous method or an IV. That is allowed to be submitted on a claim. And if you had to treat the patient for a side effect of that drug, that is allowed to be billed on a claim. Today, within a qualifying clinical trial, there would probably be no question. But I want you to go pull this bill, which is, it's a long, rather complex bill, where if you download a PDF, it's over 2,000 pages. But I suggest that you download the PDF and go to page 1808 and read this act and see what you think. Because in essence, this Appropriations Act around clinical trials amends the Social Security Act, which is going to be problematic. Since it's made this clinical research benefit a new benefit for Medicaid, but it has limited what is allowed under the qualifying area, there's a lot of stuff missing that's going to give Medicaid plans the right to do more of what they do now, which is not, in essence, good for the patients. So one of the areas that's already impacted for clinical trial subjects who have Medicaid is the participation in a device trial. And what I mean by that is an investigational device exempted trial that has a Category A or a Category B FDA exemption. Most third-party payers, commercial plans, will cover the cost of those device trials. And Medicare has a method now since 2015 where they approve those types of trials. So many times sites are put in a quandary with these patients that would like to participate in a trial and they are on Medicaid because some of the Medicaid plans will deny payment in a device study. Well, this act has left those type of trials out. So in essence, the problems that we have with Medicaid, which were not really limited to oncology, have now become a benefit, but it's a benefit truly around oncology studies. And it's not specific, but it's very gray. And it really helps and gives an advantage to government trials where it's going to take non-government funded, such as drug clinical trials by pharmaceutical companies who now follow the Medicare plan for the most part, which is the clinical trial policy 310.1. And it's going to take those types of studies and non-drug studies, such as device, and really make it complicated for coverage under Medicaid. So this act does add the items that are the expanded benefits for drug trials, which is the infusion of a study drug and the preventing, diagnosing, treating of, and monitoring, basically, of the complications around that investigational drug. But unfortunately, it leaves out the items and services which would have been covered minus the study, or what is better known as conventional care, and which terminology Medicare would use, but it definitely leaves out the term standard of care under physician's intent to treat. So it does really hinder that ability to treat a patient with your standard of care, whatever the patient needs, minus the study. It is not in this bill. So we've got to get this on the radar of Medicare and Medicaid's plans around the country. They have taken the Social Security Act and essentially taken out the piece of conventional care, which now may threaten coverage all across the country with every Medicaid plan that we know of. They also put in a process by which Medicaid will have to rapidly approve within 72 hours the coverage of a clinical trial that is submitted to them. So it's not a coverage analysis approval, so to speak. If you've done your coverage analysis in the appropriate manner that you should have, it's not submitting that. This is more of a, we have to see what you're doing and give you a pre-auth. So I put this on your radar now because states are going to have to decide how to handle what this Appropriations Act really does to the coverage of drug clinical trials, mostly government, and mostly will be geared toward oncology. And it's going to cost money. And unfortunately, if we don't add device trials and non-drug studies and a few other types of studies that are not really listed, and we don't think about the conventional care, which is what a patient has absent the trial, this may get really complicated for patients in about 9 months. So I bring it to your attention for you to understand that there is an intent to make sure that Medicaid beneficiaries have the opportunity to participate in clinical trials, but the wording is not good and there's going to be a lot of moving pieces. So I'm going to post a letter that you can send to your state Medicaid plans and to Medicare to ensure that this is brought to the attention of the appropriate people. If you'd like a copy of this letter after April 1st, it will be posted on my website, kellywillenburg.com, and on theologyofkelly.com. We must formulate a plan as a clinical trial community to ensure that when January 1st gets here, it's not chaos with clinical trial subjects who are enrolling, that have a Medicaid plan across this country. It is unfortunate that the language is written in a way that can be interpreted in a variety of ways. And given the fact that you have over 50 Medicaid plans that have to figure out what to do with this, I am very concerned as to where we're headed with our Medicaid population having the ability to enroll and participate in a clinical trial. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.